Grace, you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are a couple of themes in the biblical texts that we'll be reading in these midweeks this season. The Psalms are all psalms that are traditionally associated with the Passion. And the reading is going to be a reading through the Passion account from Luke. They won't always share an immediate connection, but tonight, I think they do. Of all of the Jewish holidays, Passover is probably the most like American Thanksgiving. It's about the identity of a nation or a people. It has its religious aspect, but it's not centered on the temple. Passover is centered on the hearth and home. And most importantly, both Passover and Thanksgiving are holidays focused on a meal. And that's the emphasis of the ending of tonight's psalm. The Lord, who is high above the nations, who looks down on the heavens and the earth, has his eye on the poor and the needy. In the Passover context, that's Israel in slavery in Egypt. And what does the Lord do with them? He makes them sit with princes. He gives a home to the barren woman. This is the emphasis of the Passover holiday, the hearth and home, the deliverance of God from slavery to freedom. And it takes place seated around the table. And while Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday, the Passion begins with those apostles seated around a table. Now, the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover. The chief priests were seeking how to put him to death. So Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." And there's a lot of stuff in that reading that happens around that table. Just like the original Passover, you have the deliverance of God. Body and blood of the Passover lamb of the new covenant. You have the mystery of Judas's betrayal. You have the reality of our failure in the time of testing, Peter's betrayal. But the importance of faith and its return. When you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And you have the sense of mission that proceeds from that table. The table renews the covenant for those sent out into the midst of the world with all of its troubles. But now, let the one who has a money bag take it. And let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy it. You're being sent back out into that world. But unique to Luke, I think, is the definition of who is gathered around that table. The psalm talks about being sat with princes. And the disciples pick up on that definition. A dispute rose up among them as to which of them was to be considered the greatest. And this is where Jesus defines himself and who his people are meant to be. He rightly calls out that his disciples are thinking in a worldly way. The kings of the Gentiles, the nations, exercise lordship over them. The seating at the table of the world is highly controlled. Anybody who has planned a wedding knows what I'm talking about. Or I'd say, watch a documentary about how a state dinner is planned, parsing small differences in status is the coin of the realm. Both so that the high can be felt that they are held up, and those seeking favor can call them benefactors. As someone relatively high recently said, have you ever even said thank you? But that's not what the covenant of the table of Jesus is about. Rather, this people is about servants. The prince at this table is not reclining, but he is the one doing the service. Christ has prepared the meal, and he himself is the offering. If you want to argue about who is the greatest, he tells them you do it by service. Because the kingdom of heaven stands the kingdoms of the world on their head. Because the king himself has done this. And Jesus sets this identity of service for good reason. Because you have been assigned a kingdom. That kingdom might be as humble as your hearth and home, your family. That kingdom might be something larger. But if you are staying with Jesus through his trials, you have your own table assigned. Table where you have the responsibility of the kingdom and the responsibility of the kingdom of Jesus is one of service. This is what Jesus has done when we talk about communion. All of those tables are common tables. And the goal of all of those tables is what Jesus says, that you may eat and drink at my table, in my kingdom. Because we want to be at that table. We want to be at the wedding banquet of the prince. We want all of our loved ones at that table. We are to judge the tribes. We want our judgment to be one of grace. We want to welcome them to the feast. So today, we serve. We prepare a table so that our day of judgment is as joyful as it can be. Amen.